Hot 91 Nugget, and now, well, Scotty Cam described last night on the block. He said, I thought it was going to be a tough day, but it's been the most unbelievable day we've had by a mile. Unbelievable. Everybody made money, especially the people we're about to talk to.
Over $3 million in prize money was walked away with by all the contestants, but no one walked away with more than our mates, the winners of the block 2020, Jimmy and Tam. Yay! Well done, guys. So, to the lesson learned, go on a TV show, renovate your guts out for 6 months, win $1 million. How easy was that?
it wasn't as easy as it looked.
The look on your face when, you guys went second, didn't you, in the auction? So the first one had gone really well. Mm-hmm. You guys have rolled in. You start with your reserve, and then old mate's just gone, nah. I'm banging 900 grand on it. That look on both of your faces was like, I think collectively, both of your brains broke.
They literally did. They stopped.
And they're still broken.
It was unbelievable. We didn't like, it took a little bit to sink in, and then they had to confirm that he actually meant 4.2 and not 3.2. And then once we got that confirmation, it was just mind-blowing. It was, yeah. You're right. Our brain literally broke.
Because normally it's a slow process, isn't it? A bit of to and froing, but he just went bang straight off the bat.
Yeah, he was pretty keen. Yeah.
And yet he didn't get the house. That's
because during the night, old mate, that Danny Wallace, there were times where he was literally going up in pub change amounts.
Yeah.
Like he was excruciating. Man. With your place, he's just gone, I'm just going to tack $1 million on it here now. Tell us though, guys, because obviously, and look, I think Scotty mentioned this when we spoke to him on Friday, Albie, this all happened Saturday, didn't it? That all happened Saturday.
It did, yeah.
So how'd you go? How have you gone for the 24 hours in between keeping the secret? Because you would have been, did Channel 9 just lock you in a windowless room somewhere? Because that's massive.
We didn't really do much. We tried to hang low. I called my mum and dad actually the next day, and I couldn't tell them anything. And I had to have a conversation with my parents knowing we'd just won $1 million and play it cool. And it was the hardest conversation I've ever had to have, ever.
And we're talking about Danny, the guy who ended up buying three houses. Mm-hmm. Have you spent any time with the little pocket dynamo who bought your house? I'm not going to attempt to pronounce either one of her names.
Is it Amice Fudgick?
Well, that's definitely not it. But I don't want to say her surname. I don't want to say her surname because I think it might sound like a swear word and we're on the radio.
No, it's Fudge.
Fudge. Oh, of course it is.
Okay, that's much closer. But she's a baller. What's her story?
Mate, she's absolutely amazing. She's a Block fan, so she's watched the Block the whole series and like loved our house and loved us the whole time. And so registration closed on Friday afternoon at 2 p.m. for the auctions. And I showed her through the house at 1:30 p.m. and then my real estate agent signed her up. And she already loved it, but then once she was here in person, she just had to have it. She wasn't going to stop.
So I remember we were talking to you the other day, you were saying, yes, you've been renting and maybe you're even looking at a property in Gympie if you could get enough together for a deposit. So basically you're in the position now where you could buy a house without a mortgage, maybe save a little bit of money, go on a bit of a holiday.
What's
like
the plan?
It's changed your life in an instant, hasn't it?
It's crazy. It really has. I mean, yeah, as you said, we went on there with the goal just to be able to have a deposit for a house. And now the thought of like owning one outright without a mortgage is just, it's phenomenal.
It's the stuff dreams are made of.
And the little bit I was watching it last night, the finale, like the couple who went first, they wanted to get to a certain amount, and then that was their mortgage paid off, and then it kept going up.
Yeah.
Is that the point that people miss? Like, we see you on telly, we forget that you're just normal people. You've got bills to pay, you've got mortgages to pay, you've got houses to save up for. This is the effect it's going to have on your life.
Oh, it's a massive effect, and not just on us, like on Frankie's life. Like, she's not going to know any different, you know. She's only 4 years old, and now this is just going to change her trajectory completely.
Yeah, no, it was a great night.
Well, you've done amazingly well. As I said, everyone walked away with some serious cash. But you guys should be very, very proud.
It's going to put the pressure on for next year.
Yeah, good luck next year, you losers, whoever they are. You're in strife already, but 900 grand plus the 100 grand for winning
it.
That's
amazing.
Yet again, Queensland wins. Yay. And we're very pleased. You seem like really genuine, really lovely
people.
I'm very
proud of you guys.
Well done. We're really happy for you, Jimmy and Tam from The Block, the winners for 2020. Congratulations and best of luck with your future, guys.
Thank you so much. Talk soon.